Complications of diabetic retinopathy. At Boehringer Ingelheim, we aim to prevent vision loss in people at risk and preserve or restore vision in those with retinal diseases. Diabetic macular edema and diabetic macular ischemia are complications of diabetic retinopathy, all of which affect the blood vessels of the retina. You can hear more about diabetic retinopathy in the dedicated audio clip on the website. Both diabetic macular edema and ischemia are maculopathies, which means they specifically affect the central portion of the retina called the macula. The macula is responsible for high visual acuity and is required for color vision, reading, and facial recognition. Diabetic maculopathies affect 1 in 7 people with type 1 diabetes and 1 in 4 people with type 2 diabetes. So, how do diabetic maculopathies affect the eye? Diabetic macular edema occurs when the abnormal retinal blood vessels associated with diabetic retinopathy leak and cause the macula to swell. This swelling can be diffuse, which means it occurs all over the macula, or focal, which means it is localized to one or two sites. Diabetic macular edema is associated with a reduction in visual acuity and can lead to blindness. Diabetic macular ischemia occurs when the abnormal blood vessels associated with diabetic retinopathy cannot support efficient blood flow. This starves the macula of oxygen and nutrients and is associated with reduced visual acuity, reduced contrast sensitivity, a patchy reduction in central vision, and loss of color vision. Diabetic macular edema and ischemia may contribute to the development of one another. High blood sugar and pressure are risk factors for both conditions. High cholesterol, kidney disease, sleep apnea, and pregnancy are among the risk factors for diabetic macular edema, whilst diabetic macular ischemia is associated with advanced diabetic retinopathy. Both diabetic macular edema and ischemia may be diagnosed using one of two imaging techniques: fluorescein angiography or optical coherence tomography. Fluorescein angiography involves imaging of the retina in two dimensions in the presence of a dye that highlights the blood vessels, whilst optical coherence tomography is a non-invasive, three-dimensional imaging approach. Diabetic macular edema may be treated with laser photocoagulation to seal leaky blood vessels, injection of drugs into the eye, or with surgery. However, there are currently no treatments for diabetic macular ischemia. For this reason, it often goes uninvestigated and undiagnosed. There is a high unmet need for treatments in this area. Thank you for listening to our Complications of Diabetic Retinopathy audio file. To find the references used to develop this script, please visit the Complications of Diabetic Retinopathy infographic hosted on the Boehringer Ingelheim website.